If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
If you've been, we're just getting texts all morning long of people who have been to grocery stores and talking about the complete pandemonium that is going on in stores and the panic buying that's going on, that's only likely to get worse. I mean, imagine, for example, in France, where most businesses have closed down except grocery stores and pharmacies. Imagine the kind of panic that must be going on when people hear something like that and the lack of control that they have over their own lives when something like that happens. Hopefully, we don't get to that point. But you never know. I mean, things are going to get worse before they get better. Dr. Maha Zayed is a clinical psychologist and is the with the OCD and Anxiety Center here in Chicago, the owner and director of it all. Dr. Zayed, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. What's your take about the behavior in general right now that you've been seeing both on television and maybe experiencing in your own life?
Of course. Thank you for having me. I think it makes a lot of sense. Anxiety is the fear of uncertainty. And right now there's a lot of uncertainty, right? This is unprecedented, uncharted, a lot of unknowns. So I think when that happens, people try and get some control over it and kind of act in ways, excessive ways sometimes to feel like they have a sense of control. So that's kind of what we're seeing right now with people going to the grocery store and buying all kinds of things, people on social media a lot, people watching the news. It's a way of getting some control. But unfortunately, sometimes it just maintains anxiety.
Do you think that, people are saying, you know, by us talking about it on radio or TV, that we're feeding into that frenzy, that, all you see on social media now is talk about COVID-19, coronavirus, mm-hmm. what people are doing, what they're experiencing, that all feeds into it. Does it? Or, I mean, you know, my feeling is I might be a little prejudiced being part of the media, that reporting the news and stating the facts is essential. I don't particularly think that feeds the frenzy. I think that arms you with mm-hmm. knowledge so you can make an informed decision.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's absolutely important to stay informed and educated. I think sometimes what happens is when we're anxious, we engage in the behavior excessively, which can feed the anxiety. So if you're watching the news 24/7 or on social media, reading every single thing as it's happening, I think that can create a little bit more anxiety. So what I would recommend is doing it in a moderate dosage. So, you know, a half hour in the morning and at night, or an hour. I'm talking about people who are listening to it and watching it a lot.
Of watching these, of taking breaks from nonstop coverage while you feel like you want to be completely updated and have it on all the time. That maybe that's part of what's causing the anxiety and panic, you're saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what can we do to try to alleviate some of this? I mean, it is scary times right now. And all we hear is that it's going to get worse before it gets better. How do you not get a little scared?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a really good question. It is a scary time. And I think understanding that everybody feels scared and it's normal to feel scared. There is a lot of uncertainty, but I think I have a couple pointers that I think might be helpful. Number one is to try to keep it in perspective. So anxiety has a way of wanting us to make a small probability event a really high likelihood event, and then the worst possible case happening, right? So I'm going to catch the virus and then I'm going to die. And so keeping it in perspective of it's a lower likelihood event. And when people do catch it, for the most part, healthy people do recover. So keeping it in perspective, trying to live in the here and now in the present instead of future worries. So right now I might be healthy. Right now I'm at home, I'm safe, versus what could happen in the future. I also think it's important to try and tolerate some of the uncertainty and engage in pleasurable activities and try to go about life as normal as possible while following the CDC guidelines. So I think those are important because they give us some guidelines as far as how to act so that we don't have to take it to the extremes. And lastly, I think reducing excessive behavior that might serve to maintain anxiety.
What does that mean?
So sometimes we engage in what we call safety behaviors. So people going out and buying all the toilet paper or the Clorox wipes or all the masks or feeling like they need to stock up on a lot of food gives us a sense of safety, which reduces anxiety for the short term, but it maintains it in the long run because it doesn't teach us that we can tolerate anxiety just by facing it. And these safety behaviors don't make us any more or less likely to get sick.
So, you know, tell me if I contributed to this then, because I was at the grocery. I always go to the grocery store on Saturday morning very early. It's part of my routine, mm-hmm. has been for years. I was going to do just my regular shopping, and it was like Lord of the Flies there yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was out of control. People were going crazy. People are taking merchandise out of the clerks, store clerks who were trying to stock the shelves. People were taking mm-hmm. it out of their hands before it could even go in the shelves. I mean, like mm-hmm. frantic grabbing of it all. I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I saw people were, you know, buying. I didn't go in there to buy any canned foods or things like that. Mm-hmm. But I wound up buying about $100 worth of it mm-hmm. yesterday because yeah. I saw other people doing it. And I thought, maybe there's something I don't understand. Maybe I better do this, too.
Can I borrow some ragu?
And I went to that extreme. Was I trying to comfort mm-hmm. myself by doing that?
I mean, I think, you know, anxiety spreads, right? So we're seeing everybody feel anxious, and then we wonder, like, should I be anxious? Should I be more worried? Should I engage in some of this behavior? So I think it's a time of unknowns. I think it's okay to, you know, to just kind of be kind to yourself and accept that we don't know what's going on, so we might engage in some of this. But I think the more excessive or the more that you do it, I think it's just serves to maintain anxiety.
Okay. I do got to say, I feel a little more comfortable having the Ninty Moore beef stew at my house right now.
Yeah.
Have you ever tasted it?
I have to say, we engaged in some of it, too.
Yeah.
We went grocery shopping and bought all kinds of things that we don't normally buy, too.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's hard to know.
You just want to have... you know what it is? I saw Dr. Mm-hmm. Sanjay Gupta on CNN. And he was saying people should have a 2-week supply of food in their house. And I think, well, what can mm-hmm. I buy that I normally buy that would last 2 weeks? Virtually nothing, because I am a little bit of a stickler about fresh things and as healthy, mm-hmm. healthy as possible. But I said, I gotta hunker down a little bit if I'm going to have a 2-week supply of food in my house.
So if I have some ramen noodles, mm-hmm. I come to your house, right?
I bought some ramen noodles.
Did you really?
I have not bought any of these things since I was a teenager.
Right.
Or like in my first apartment when I didn't know how to cook. I do have ramen noodles in my house now.
I was just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do.
It's funny. My husband and I bought the canned chicken, too, and we never buy that.
Canned chicken.
So we're feeding into it, too.
Yeah.
Buy stock in Rice-A-Roni and Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. Well, the SpaghettiOs were all gone. I went looking for some SpaghettiOs.
Even with the hot dogs?
They were gone. Yeah, completely gone. So what's the best way to get through this, doctor?
I think it's just kind of keeping things in perspective, realizing it's going to pass, trying to tolerate the discomfort, the unknown right now, trying to keep life as normal as possible, spend time with your loved ones, and try and kind of keep the focus, you know, watch TV and social media in moderation, but try not to make that your entire life right now because it's just going to serve to maintain anxiety. And I think if you're struggling with anxiety where it's interfering with your life, there's really good evidence-based treatment out there, and it can help to get it managed.
Dr. Maha Zayed is a clinical psychologist and the owner and director of the OCD and Anxiety Center. We appreciate you joining us today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Take care.
And I hope you enjoy that canned chicken as much as I will.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we will, yep.